Jailer and Ward by Quensty, read by Coprime. Rating, not rated. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Interview with the Vampire, TV 2022. Relationship, Daniel Malloy and Real Rashid. Additional tags, implied Louis / Real Rashid. Missing scene, episode 6 of season 2, Like the Light by Which God Made the World Before He Made Light. Daniel had suffered all kinds of degrading shit in his life. Once, a source made him mow her lawn before she agreed to talk to him. But this took the fucking cake. "Just so you know," Daniel said from inside the stall, "I'm pretty sure I could report you for this." The faucet turned on and off. A quick splash of water and the faint sound of Rashid doing something with his hands, touching up his hair maybe, or adjusting his clothes. Real Rashid wasn't all that different from Armand's Rashid in that way. Both of them were meticulous, frustrating, and hated Daniel with the kind of fervor usually reserved to his ex-wives. "Probably," Rashid said, unperturbed. Daniel pulled up his pants and flushed before banging his way out of the stall. Both of them were silent as Daniel washed his hands. He was standing beside the hairdryer, so Daniel grabbed a paper towel from the opposite wall. Rashid frowned. "So," he said, tossing it in the trash, "want to make small talk?" "No," said Rashid. "What did you study in school anyway?" Daniel asked, ignoring him. "Economics? History? Or was there some indentured servitude seminar that got you on the path of premeditated murder and fine dining?" Rashid said nothing. "Oh, I get it. You're one of those university dropouts, huh? No shame in that, son." Rashid looked at Daniel like he wouldn't spit on him if he were on fire, but he didn't reach for the door. "You're a tiresome ward, Mr. Malloy. And you're a subpar jailer, but they sent you anyway. How come Armand can't do this himself? Always saddling you with his problems. You know he blamed you for that Stein thing, right?"
"Yes."
"And that doesn't bother you?"
"It doesn't matter either way."
"Uh-huh. You can do the whole I am honored to serve routine if you want to. I already heard it." He turned back to the sink, laying his glasses on the ceramic countertop. If he was going to make it through the rest of the day without a cigarette, he at least wanted to bring down the hot, swollen feeling he had around his eyes. Jesus, he felt like he hadn't slept in days. "You know Raglan James," he said.
"I wouldn't say so."
Their eyes met in the mirror. Rashid looked away. Daniel splashed cold water on his face.
"Really?"
"No. You would be surprised how small the community here is. Social circles tend to overlap, among other things."
"Funny. Louis and Armand don't really strike me as the socializing type."
"They aren't. But Mr. Duloc is a respected, albeit reclusive, art dealer in a young city." Daniel tried to pat himself down with his shirt sleeve before giving up. He reached for the towel dispenser. "There's a hand dryer right next to you," Rashid pointed out.
"Paper towels are closer."
"You could walk 2 extra steps." Daniel spared him a withering look. "Your generation is infuriating. You defend AI without sparing a thought for how much waste data centers produce, but I grab 2 paper towels."
"It's needlessly wasteful," he said.
"And you've used 4.
"Like I said, infuriating."
Putting his glasses back on, Daniel considered him. "Is that why they hired you? You're the conscientious type?
You keep your head down and do your job. It's admirable, sure, but what I can't figure out is why you would say yes. Our seats are going to be taken, he said, and the smell in here is making me nauseous. Do you want to hear my theories? No, I want to finish my meal. First, I thought maybe you had something going on with Louis. Rashid froze. But that's obviously not it. Armand would have had your head by now, and you don't seem to like him very much. So I started to think it had to be something else, but I wasn't completely wrong, was I? There is something else, but that doesn't mean you aren't panting after your boss, either. Am I hot or cold, real Rashid? Do you think Louis will leave Armand for you? Do you sit outside their bedroom and think about how good you could make it for him if he just... You're a very predictable man, Mr. Malloy, he cut in. I prefer the word dependable. Sarcasm, condescension, deflection, provocation, rinse and repeat. Daniel said, you're lying. I won't be sorry when they finally kill you. You'll have it coming. You're lying, Daniel repeated, and they're going to find out, sooner or later, exactly what you're lying about. How you've gotten this far without getting caught is beyond me. Guess even ancient powers can't make you less stupid. Rashid said nothing. Raglan told me, you know, not very good at keeping their operatives alive and all. Right now, it's looking like both of us are going to end up dead at the end of this unless we invest in some insurance. Insurance, Rashid echoed. You help me get out of here, I'll help you. So, this is blackmail, he surmised, unimpressed. Do your students learn this art in your online course? Just because Armand hasn't noticed yet doesn't mean he won't. You really want to hedge your bets? You're working on the assumption that I'm as bad at my job as you are. Come on, he said. I'm like the Papal Secret Service, real Rashid. Never lost a ward. Rashid narrowed his eyes. As I said, predictable. It's your head, you know. And yours, he added. You like to pretend otherwise, but you're scared. You don't have much time left to prevaricate. He held out his hand. Do we have a deal or not? Rashid glared at him, said, at the first sign of trouble, I'm cutting you loose, and took Daniel's hand. He grinned. Man after my own heart, you took the words right out of my mouth. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work or the author.